I was down in the Badger on the 900 or the 1000, and they had, you could go back into the drift, and then they had a big bulkhead there. And it was full of water behind the bulkhead because they had a spigot there. And I thought, boy, if that damn thing ever broke, you'd get washed right out. But they had about 100 of these little one-ton ore cars in there. You know, and everybody wanting to buy them dang things. And I said to the guy on the cage, I said, can't you bring a few of them up? He said, oh, no, they told us we bring any of them fires. Everything, they're underwater now. Well, you know what they did, ARCO did? They put a new K block in at the 20. And it's, they just got it done. It's a different type of mining. And that's what the Kelly Mine started out at. They had a K block on the 600 and the 13. And they caved. And what they do is they get a block, maybe, I don't know, 100, 200 feet square. And they go underneath and they drive in and they put all these finger raises in and slusher lane underneath it. And after they get it all set up, and then they got these tunnels like that go underneath it, and they can bring the trains in under the K block, and then they can load the cars out of about four or five different chutes, you know. Mm-hmm. And they can bring three or four trains in at a time. And they caved like that way until the 600 K block caved all the way to surface. And if you ever see any pictures where the St. Lawrence mine was on East Broadway, you could see where it all slept. Everybody thought it was the pit. Well, it wasn't the pit, it was the Kelly K block. And then when they emptied the both of them of ore, then they shut them down, then they went back to conventional mining. And so ARCO, then they put in a K block on the, and it cost them like, I don't know, you hear all different numbers, $30 to $60 million they put in, and it's all done, all cemented. Then they shut the underground down and flooded the mine. The only thing is the cave zone was kind of like pit rock. It was low grade. The Kelly used to pull, you know, my average mine, you know, like Stewart or Conn, they pull 400 or 500 ton in a day. And the Kelly was pulling 18,000 from the 600 when they were running the six. And they would hoist, they had 14 ton skips. And they would hoist from the time they dropped the cage down the shaft, loaded it down to skip pocket, brought it up and dumped it. 58 seconds. Yeah, it was quite the problem. It was pretty good organization there. But then they went to the 1300, they went down with the 14 ton skips, loaded it, went to hoist it, almost pulled the gals frame over. And you ever see that gals frame?
Yeah.
It's big.
Wow. So
they had to take the cages off, and they had to take them down to the parrot and make them smaller. And then they could go back and start pulling. Yeah.